Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina and Rabbi Yaakov ben Dina Chasha and Shmuel ben Yamin, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yamin, Tishna Rachaleya, and for Yisrael Simcha ben Rachaleya, Tishal of Rachavat Slacha B'chomah Seyedeh. And we're going to be learning the parasha of Mechiras Yosef. Obviously, there is so much to say about this parasha, and this year we're going to present one mahalach, but obviously, it's not the beginning and it's not the end. There is so much to say, but this will definitely be enlightening based on the Dibeir of Agon HaGadol or David Yitzchak Manzatzal. It says in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pesukim Chavov Chav Zayin, V'yom Yudal Echav, Ma Betza Kinara Gesachenu V'chisinu Ezdamo. What benefit is there, what gain is there, if we kill our brother and we cover his blood? V'chuvinim Karenu L'Yishmaelim. Let's go and sell him to the Ishmaelites. V'yadenu Al Tehibro, and our hand won't be on him. Ki Achinu B'sarenuhu. He's our brother, our flesh, Mishu Echav, and his brother's herd. Rashi explains from the Targum Unculus, Ma Betza, Ma Mamo Nishani Lana. What monetary benefit are we going to get? How are we going to earn from this? Ma Betza, what's the gain? What money are we getting from this? Obviously, this is very tamua. The Chiyuv Misa of Yosef is Talui B'Mamon. Are they going to be Marviach Mamon? Or not be marviach mamon? Are they going to earn money or not earn money? And if they earn money, he's not going to be chayav misa. And if they don't earn money, he will be chayav misa. How can that possibly be? We also have to understand, it says in the pasuk, my bet, tetshev chisinu es dama. So what's this inyan in chisinu es dama? In other words, we're not going to cover his blood because of my betza. We have this ma betza, that there's no benefit, there's no gain. So since there's no benefit, there's no gain, memela, we're not going to cover his blood. Well, where does covering his blood figure into the equation here? Is there like a mitzvah of kisui hadam here? That they say, what's the benefit if we sell him and then cover his blood? But they're losing out on a mitzvah of kisui. Where does the kisui adam come in here? Ayin beberamban. And we also have to understand that there's a stira between what it says here. And what it says in pasuk chof, and what it says in pasuk between pasuk chavav and pasuk chav zayin. Pasuk chavav, it says, you know why they won't kill him? Because my betza. Because there's no gain if they kill him and cover his blood. But in Chav Zayin it says, V'yadenu al tiyabo ki achinu b'sarenu. We're not going to touch him because he's our brother, our flesh. Which is a completely different reason. So it seems like a hemshech of what we said earlier. Earlier we said, my betza. What gain is there? And as a hemshech to that, you know, we're not going to kill him because there's no gain. And let's not kill him because he's our brother. What does one have to do with the other? Two completely different reasons. Also, the Al Shech HaKadosh asks, it says, L'chuvinim krenev Yishmael, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites. V'yadeinu al tehibom, our hand won't be on him. Pashut, if you don't sell him to the Ishmaelites, then your hand won't be on him. So you don't have to say V'yadeinu al tehibom. If you sell him to the Ishmaelim, then of course V'yadeinu al tehibom. Now in Amos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, famous Pasuk, Ko Amar Hashem al Shalosh Pishei Yisrael, Varba Lo Hashivenu, Al Michram B'Kesef Tzadik, Ve'evyon Ba'avur Na'alayim. So the Navi mentions various sins of the Jewish people. One of them is that they sold a tzadik for money and a poor man for shoes. Chazal say, look in Targum, Yonasan Ben Uziel in Pasuk Chofches, Medrash Tanchuma here, Pirkei Dredezer Pashal HaPerek Lamed Ches Ve'od, that this means that they sold Yosef, that Yosef's brothers sold him. That's what it means. Al michra b'kesef tzadik ve'evyon b'avur na'alayim. That they sold the tzadik for money and a poor man for shoes. It's talking about mechiras Yosef tzadik. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on pasuk chaf ches, he writes, v'zabinu yas Yosef l'arvoin be'esrin mo'en dichsaf v'zavnu min hon sandalin. That they sold Yosef to the Arabs for 20 ma kesef, for 20 dollars back then, whatever they always worth, and then they bought shoes, And so too in the Medrash Tanchum, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So we see that in this Mechira, it's not only that they sold him, but they sold him for 20 kesef and for shoes, and then they bought shoes with the money. So we have to understand, what's the Hadgasha, what's the Nafgamina, what they did with the money that they sold him for, they bought shoes with it. The Ikar is that they sold him. And look in the Balei HaTosis here, who explained differently, the Ayin Sham, that originally they were masking him to sell him for Esrim Kesef, because his face became all pale and green, Horiku Panav, Mipachad Ha Nechoshim, he was afraid of the snakes. El Shemiyache Lu Atchatsi Bor, when they brought him back up, he looked good again. The blood came back to his face, complexion came back, and he looked like his handsome self. And when the brothers saw him, Kivatchila, they didn't want to give the 20 kesef. They wanted to put him right back in the boar. They said, it's not worth 20 kesef. So what did they do? They ended up giving to the Ishmaelites for shoes, which were worth more. And there's also tamua. They said, my bet, so there's no gain. There's no gain. There's no harvachas mamon. So why are they going to put him back into the boar if they don't agree on the price? Sof, you have a taina. And the taina is, ma betza, what are we going to gain by killing him? So then how can you now put him back in the boar if you don't agree on a price? The Baal HaTos say, they didn't agree on the price, they saw he looked better, so then they ended up agreeing on shoes. But originally it was 20 kesef, and then they were going to put him back because they saw he looked better, and then they ended up selling him for more. But what about the tain of my betza? What's the having mean to put him back in the boar? You said there's no betza, there's no gain in killing him. So just because you don't agree on the price doesn't remove the tain of my betza. There's still going to be no gain if you put him back in the boar. And obviously, the basic question is, are the life and death of Yosef dependent on whether they give the right price? That's what it's all about. And the whole parish is obviously completely, completely mind-boggling. So every year, Medarf Lernen Git, and we have to learn it well and understand as much as we possibly can. Kfi Arkenu, on our Madrega. So it appears as follows, that Be'etzem Arigasu Shel Yosef, that the brothers were Mechayev Yosef Misa, so Be'vadai Al-Pi Da'atam, Emasu Kedin, they did Kedin, or Chaim HaKadosh Pasuk Yitches, writes that they were done at Din Eitz Zoymeim, that Yosef HaTzadik had a din. What's the din of an Eitz Zoymeim? When you give, a person gives false testimony, and you manu ayisem, and you can say you were with me, that person was, who gave the false testimony was with you at this time, so he gets the punishment he wanted to give them. So Yosef Tanan and the brothers, that they were over in Avram and Achai, which is the Chiv Misa, and they were with him, so Mimela, he's an Eitz Zoymeim, couldn't have been true, and he's Chayev Misa. But this is only B'chiyuv Klapei Shamayim. This is only Min HaShamayim, but B'dinei Adam, there's no Eitz Zoymeim by B'nei Noach. So this is B'chiyuv Klapei Shamayim, V'Klapei Ara, and vis-a-vis the earthly world in which we inhabit, they said, L'chu V'nar Geyu Basara. Let's kill him with 10 people altogether. And then there are 9 or 8. And then they are 10. And then they are, right, you take out Yosef and the Binyamin. And then you take out, and then they're Pater B'dinei Adam. Because 10 people who do it together are Pater B'dinei Adam. And so they did it in a way that B'dei Adam, they're fine, they're off the hook. And B'dei Shemayim, he's Chayev Misa, so they're carrying out that Misa B'dinei Shemayim. Ayin Sham and the Orachayim HaKadosh. That what it says in Pasuk Chav Beis, Hashlich Oso Al Abor, etc. V'yad Al Tishluchu Bo, that he is going to die there because of the Nechashim and Akravim, which is only a Grama, and the Chiyuv is only B'dinei Shemayim, because Yosef was Mechuyev Misa. V'yad Al Tishluchu Bo, what does it mean V'yad Al Tishluchu Bo? Throw him into the boar that he's going to die B'derech Grama, because the Chiyuv is only B'dinei Shemayim, when somebody kills B'derech Grama. And V'yad Al Tishluchu Bo, B'dinei Adam, B'chiyuv Ritzicha B'dei Adam. because Yosef wasn't chayv b'dinei adam. So Mimela, they said, "V'yad al tishluchu bo," we're not going to touch him b'dinei adam. And we can say, "B'derech zu gam l'mashe kosvi amefarshim ayin svarno on pasuk yitches," that the brother said he is a din rodef. Because he wants to make them like Yishmael, Eitzel Avram, Eitzel Eitzel Yitzchak, that they're out of the cloud, and that all that remains is Yaakov and Yosef. That's just Yitzchak, Yishmael was kicked out, and Esav was kicked out, and now he wants to kick the brothers out. So he wants to remain the only Klal Yisrael. Ayin Shem and Esforno. So we can say that also here, Ein ze roidev achayev misa b'dini adam, rak b'dini shamayim. It's not the typical roidev who's chayev b'dini adam, who's running to kill after somebody to kill him. He's just chayev b'dini shamayim. So we can say the same mahalach as the Or Chaim HaKadosh. And then Ashlicho Osu El Abor, that it should only be b'dini grama, but v'yal tishlichu bo, not to do it directly, etc., etc. And according to this, it would appear that being mevatel the redifa of Yosef to his brothers, that Yosef should stop being rodef his brothers, can be done either through harigaso, killing him, and then they will not be removed from being shiftei ka, shiftei Hashem, or by selling him as eved in Mitzrayim, and then Yosef is going to get mixed into the tumas erves aretz of Mitzrayim, and that's it. And he's going to go out of Klal Yisrael, and Memela, they're going to remain. Then in such an instance, even if in the end Yaakov Avinu finds out, Yaakov isn't going to take them out of being Shvatim, because Yosef doesn't exist anymore, to give him everything. And therefore, even though by Din Rodef, there's a Din of Yochel Atzil Bechad Meivarav, you can save him with one of his limbs, one's not allowed to kill him completely, nevertheless, because of this, the brothers are not going to be chayev to sell him to the Mitzrayim and not to kill him. Because, like we said, the Din Rodef and the Chiyuv Rodef is not typical, it's only Klapei Shamayim. And Klapei Shamayim, a regular person has to refrain from killing, but Klapei Shamayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. There's no difference between Hariga and Bitula B'tumas Mitzrayim. So since they're carrying out the Din Shamayim, there's no Din of Yochel Hatzel Mechad Meivarav. So Memela, they can either do it Ayideh Hariga So, or Al Yideh Michiwasa le Mitzrayim, Bitula Betumas Mitzrayim, and they're both like one, it's the same. And therefore, since Yosef is already in the boar, and the Sheval Tais is now to leave him there to die, that's the derech of the Chi of Rodef, in which they are supposed to go, Al Pidin. And besides the inyan of Rodef, that now it's a Sheval Taisa, now he's already in the pit, so just leave him there and let him die de grama. There's also the inyan of Rachmanas, to have mercy on him. Shemitzad zeh shelo yereg b'foal, that he should not be killed practically, so they should want him to remain alive. But the Rambam says in Perak Aleph Minchas Pesach Halacha Tes that there's a losa say lo lachus al nefesh harodef, not to have mercy on the rodef. So mekenish gain oifim veg fun rachmanas metetzikan fun rachmanas. You can't go here with the approach of having rachmanas, because by rodef rachmanas is aser, and therefore they have to leave him in the pit al shev al taisa. Leave him there, because they can't have Rachmanis on him and take him out now, because you're not allowed to be Chas al Nefesh HaRodef. So to take him out for Alts Rachmanis, the Rambam says it's Aser. So now it would appear as follows, that the Ratzon HaMiti of Yehuda was to completely save him, and Yehuda didn't want him to be killed at all, like it says in Rashi, Parshas Vayichi, Perek Memtes, Pasuk Hei. But he just knew that the brothers won't accept this idea. So therefore he said, "L'kol apachos yishar v'chayim," let him remain alive, and then God will do what he wants with him. And in the Bereishis Rabbah it says we should praise Yehuda, because he knew that the brothers weren't going to listen to him. Look there, and in the Ifas Toar. So according to this, now there's a big difficulty. Since the brothers still held that Yosef was a Rodev, and we explained that according to this, Al Pi Din Ein Lohotzio Me'abol. Now according to this, you're not allowed to take him out of the pit. How did Yehuda convince his brothers to take him out and to sell him? Which is Asiya Neged Adin Lefi Daitam. So it would appear that Klapei Zeh, Yehuda told them, Ma Betza Kinaro Gesachinu. Dainu, Shayakan Maasem Malchut Mitzad Yehuda, Lachnis Bahem Ta'avat Betza. That Yehuda was the Melech, and he activated his Koach HaMalchus. That's what a king has the power to do. Libo Lev Kol Klal Yisrael. That his heart is the heart of the entire Jewish people, like the Rambam says. He was able to put in their heart this desire for money. And then, we're going to hopefully explain more about this later or in the next segment. And then, taking him out of the pit will not be because they have mercy on him. That's Aser Al Pidin. Ela, Mikoch Ritzonam Bebetza. Because they want money. Sha'al Ze Ein Yisul. Veshuv Mutar Midin Rodef Limkor Oto Ve'ein Sarich Laharog Oto. So then it would be Mutar Midin Rodef to sell him, and they don't have to kill him because they're not taking him out Alts Rachmanus, they're doing it for the Betza. על זה נאמר בתרגום יונתן בן עוזיאל ובמדרשים שהזכרנו שלא הייתה זו תאוות בצע כסף שבוודאי היו האחים רחוקים מזה אלא הייתה כאן פעולה של יצירת רצון בהם לצורך מעשי בנעליים שאת זה הצליח יהודה לנטוע בהם. So Yehuda was able to instill in his brothers this desire for shoes, the practical desire for shoes. It wasn't stam betza kesef, for a few dollars. But Yehuda was able to give them this desire for shoes. And now they can take him out of the pit. Now it's not going to be regular rachmanas. And they're still going to be mevatel his din rodev, they're still going to be mekayim his din rodev by selling him to the Yishmaelim, and therefore he won't be a Rodef anymore. Because we said there are two ways of being Mevatel as Din Rodef. One is killing, one is, which they had to do now that he's already in the pit, they can't take him out to Rachmanis. But now that it's not out to Rachmanis anymore, it's for the shoes, so then it's not out to Rachmanis, now it's Mutter, and they're still going to be Mekayim Din Rodef by selling him. He's not Rodef them anymore. So now we understand the Mabetza, that Yehuda put in them this desire, oh, there's going to be no monetary gain. So Yehuda put this desire, started talking to money about them, to them, to his brothers about money. And that put a desire for money. And then in the end, they also wanted to get their shoes, to get by their shoes with it. So in this way, they could save Yosef. This is his way of saving Yosef. So now we understand why the pasuk says Ma Betza. Yehuda wanted to put in them a type of mammon, and also that it says now they went and bought shoes with it. Now they have it's not stam they want money, but they have a practical use of it. Some people stam they like having money in their bank account. What good is it for money to sit in your bank account and do nothing? But here they had a practical reason to want the money for the shoes. עכשיו אנחנו מבינים היטב את לשון הפסוק על מחרם בכסף צדיק ואביון בעבור נעליים. So the מחיר was totally בכסף. מחרם בכסף הוא הצדיק. And the אביון is connected to the נעליים, to the shoes. So why do we connect the mechira b'kesef to the tzaddik and the Na'alayim to the Evyon. So based on what we said, we can explain that the Mechira, that was Bekesef, Haisa B'Tzadik. She'en bo kol pigam, she'yesh le'mochro mishum kach. Achei ne'mar ba'pasuk, klapei ma'alach ha'mechira, she'hayta zo mechira shel Evyon, she'vadai yesh le'rachem alav, ela she'betlu ha'rachmanut מחמת רצונם בנעליים. So who are they selling? They're selling the tzaddik for money. They're selling the tzaddik for money. However, and Yosef was a tzaddik, that we know. So that was the original sale for the money. But it's also a mechir of Evyon. They're also selling an Evyon. And this Evyon, you have to have mercy on the Evyon. So, you're not allowed. The problem was they weren't allowed to have mercy. Al Tzevion, they should have had mercy on him. But if he has a din rodef in their mind, they're not allowed to have mercy on him. So therefore, they were mevatel this din of Evion for the Na'alayim. So now they're not selling him anymore. They're not having Rachmanis on him. Altevion. Even though yes, he's an Evion, but they're doing it for the Na'alayim, and therefore it's mutter. And according to the Mahalach of the Balei Atosfos, who said that they didn't agree on the price, they thought he was worth more than the 20, and they ended up selling him for the shoes. So we can explain as follows. That since the Yishmaelim didn't want to give the real price, the brothers were concerned that maybe they don't really want this mekach. They don't really want this sale. And therefore, if they sell him, it's going to be mitzad that they have Rachmanis on Yosef, which is aser al pidin, because like the Rambam says, aser lachos al nefesh harodef. So after machron bekesef tzadik, after they sold him for money, then there's a matzav of Evyon, that you have to have Rachmanis on this Evyon. And they can't do that. They can't be doing it mitzad Rachmanis. If they don't really want the sale, then they're selling them for Rachmanis. So what did they do? They said, okay, you know what? Don't give us the money. Instead, give us the Na'alayim, which are worth more. And now it's a good deal for them. And therefore, they sold him. Because they agreed on Na'alayim, they sold him. Because now they're not selling him anymore. It's lachos on nefesh harodef. So it's either because ultimately they wanted to get Na'alayim, they were going to use this money for Na'alayim, or the actual sale was for Na'alayim. But the point was that if he had a din rodef, they can't have rachmanis on him stam. So you have two tainas in the pasuk. First of all, al mochron bekesef tzaddik. The pasuk is being critical. They sold this tzaddik for money, and they also had this typus moment of na'alayim. It's also bad. So the first one's on the etzem mechira, and then typus moment. Also something you have to be mevatel. So we're not finished yet with this mahalach, but there is still a lot more to say. And kedarkeinu b'kodesh, tafasta meruba lo tafasta. We don't like to throw in too much at once. We will hopefully b'siyata d'shmaya continue in the next year. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach of the simchas chaim. And again, I reiterate that there is so much Torah on this parsha, and so much to be said, and so much still to be discovered, that we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg, but we're trying to give some sort of halachic justification for the Maisa Achim, even though in the end we know that Yosef was the tzaddik, but we also believe that the brothers were tzaddikim. Their names are in the Choshen Mishpat, in which the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim and Yom Kippur. So it's not a pashut thing to be one of the Shiftei Ka. So Mir Tashem, Belinad B'Siyata D'Shmai, the next year we'll continue. We should be Zocha Lilmo Dulamed, L'Shmo V'Las, L'Kaim is called Divrei Salma, B'Rahasa V'Yahav, Amen, Amen. Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, Most Beloved Friend.